So I was speaking about this ground up story into the Facebook rapist, a guy by the name of Thabo Mbeste. And what happened last week was ground up published the story and pretty compelling evidence that Mbeste had faked his death in a cell fire and then escaped from prison in Bloemfontein in May of 2022. And he was helped there by a celebrity doctor, Nandipa Magudumana. And now it seems that he's been running this new business. And this latest report tells us all about how he ran a glamorous media company from prison. There was a big fancy launch. Everybody sang happy birthday to Thabo Mbeste, who appeared on screen from prison. Amazing. And he has a new name as well for this event. It was Tom Motsepe. Well, Daniel Steyn is the ground up reporter who's been working on this. Daniel, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Ground up's done some excellent work here, and it's important that we acknowledge you when we talk about this story. So firstly, very good work. Thank you so much for what you do. Tell us about this latest installment of the Thabo Mbeste story.
Right. Hi, Mandy. Good to be with you. So, so we published this morning that Thabo Mbeste has been running a multi-million rand scam company from behind bars while he was still in prison. Basically, the company was founded by Phumutso Tenga, who calls herself a serial entrepreneur, and she was the sole director of several companies with names similar to big international companies. Such as Sky Digital, which is similar to Sky News, and UBS Group, which is similar to the Swiss bank UBS, and then this company 21st Century Media, which posed as a subsidiary of 21st Century Fox. And the company somehow scammed celebrities to attend the event. It seems like a lot of money was flowing through the company. And many people quit their jobs to join the company, and then later found out that it was a scam, and many of them are still struggling to find employment after the scandal.
So essentially what's happened here is you have an accused, or a convict actually, sorry, let me correct myself, a convict who is in prison, who is running a media company, who manages to put together this massive launch, but also correctional services doesn't seem to be responding to any questions on this because they're busy with an investigation into the fact that he actually didn't die in the fire in prison. He escaped from prison. What is Correctional Services even saying about this?
Right. So we've published, like you said, compelling evidence that he did escape from prison. The Department of Correctional Services is still standing by their 3rd May 2022 statement, the day of the fire, in which they said that Thabo Mbeste died in a prison fire. And they said until further knowledge or the investigation is complete, they cannot confirm or deny any of our reports. And the response from the police has been very similar.
And, of course, the body that was actually found didn't match the DNA of Thabo Mbeste's mother. It was also 30 centimeters shorter than Thabo Mbeste.
Yeah, so the person who tried to claim the body, saying that she was Thabo Mbeste's mother, who we've spoken to over the phone, she says, the DNA did not match her DNA, the DNA of the body. So the autopsy report, the height on the autopsy report is about 25 centimeters shorter than Thabo Mbeste's height in a mugshot taken when he was around the time that he was first arrested.
Daniel, thank you so much. Daniel Steyn is the ground up reporter who's been working on this. So the police are saying that their investigation has reached a very critical stage and it won't be in the interest of justice to give any comment now. The Department of Correctional Services also saying the investigation is ongoing. And Ground Up keeps publishing these installments, and it really does read like absolute fiction.